I need you to promise me that whatever we do together. And I need you to mean that promise. And then Gable hugs him. He wants to play it off. He wants to shrug off Gable's ridiculously big arms and pretend that this embarrassingly emotional confrontation never happened. But then they're gasping. I promise. I promise. I promise. I'm so sorry. And squeezing him so tight that he can barely breathe. And he suddenly can't anymore. They're in a town full of drowned sailors, and he knows they need to fight, but in that moment, Travis doesn't care. He just wants to stay there in his angel's arms and feel comforted. Just this once. He wants to pretend that they meant it, that they're together and always will be. Because when Gable holds him like this, he can almost imagine it's true. Don't cry on me, he jests with an elbow in their stomach, but his words come out just as heavy, as if the words are cut in his throat too. You did it. I can't believe you did it. Travis feels a tug of Margaret's strings, and it takes him a moment, tearing his eyes away from Gable's. Big and wide and full of wonder, to realize it is Jonnet calling to him. The peace around them dissolves as the battle comes crashing down his ears. Blood. Screams. Ocean. We have to go, he says, and pulls Gable to their feet. Gable's hand loiters in his, but he yanks it away before the sentimentality can take hold. Later, he promises when he sees their crestfallen expression. He grabs their sword and pushes it back into their hand, thankfully unmarred from his attack. Jonnet needs you. I need you. Let's go. I need you too, Gable says, so softly amongst the roar of the battle. He turns back to see them firm their grip on their sword, and when they look to Travis this time, their softness is barely glimpsed beneath their iron-sharp eyes. I never said, Gable clarifies, but I do. Need you, I mean. Travis cocks his gun and looks back at them with a sad smile. They should have had this conversation earlier, perhaps decades earlier, but he knew the truth regardless. I know, he whispers. I've always known.